1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers at Roger JP on X and Instagram and Facebook. I was catching up and reading the thing about, you know, they might ban TikTok and all. Seems like it's getting, I felt like it was politicians doing a lot of lip service to it in the past, but now there's a big majority of politicians pushing forward a bill about possibly banning TikTok if the company that owns it doesn't divest itself, because they don't want the Chinese government to be picking up. Like, this company has to give up
China
any information they have about you to the Chinese party.
And I'm sure they won't keep any information they already have. So, I mean, that's
right.
It's all everything, all the boxes, all the files.
Yeah.
Just easily given up.
And I'm sure
pieces of paper and manila folders, all of that will be.
And I'm sure in all of the other apps we have on our phone, there's no tiny, when you hit I agree, there's nothing in those tiny little bit of writing that it would ever expose
TikTok.
You to anything. Yeah, it's only.
Well, the key is going to China. I don't know if do other apps have info that could go to the Chinese government.
Why is it just, and why, two things.
Well, because they're not good people.
Well, I'm not, well.
And they say it's a national security thing. I'd like to know, like, what you guys are on TikTok heavily. I'd like to know, like, what videos you put on there they could use for info. I don't know if it's like up close videos of things that work out, or it's just personal information, or it's all of it. I don't know.
I will tell you this, that the other last week went to go see Joe Gatto locally on Long Island. The area that he played in is a nice main street area, tons of restaurants. We parked in a parking lot and near this pizza place. I have never been to the pizza place. I didn't search the pizza place. And a couple days later, on my phone was a TikTok ad for this exact pizza place.
Oh, wow.
Being sent to me.
So do they pay for TikTok to send that to you, I guess?
I mean,
I assume.
It's one thing to know that I'm in the area, in the city in general, but I parked right there. So does it know that I parked near there?
Yeah. Right.
Is it that tracking? And sending me something I've never searched, never looked for, outside of looking at the building going, oh, it's a nice pizza place in my head. I didn't speak it out loud.
Right. But they have Google Earth, and computers know your car maybe stopped. You know, at some point, your phone stopped at a place, and they're like, all right. If you look at the map, it matches it up with the
point
of a parking
spot. But the literal
spot?
Why not?
I'm talking about you fed me an ad for the literal place. I didn't go. It wasn't like a generic McDonald's, and I've been to McDonald's. It's this restaurant in the spot where I was. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy.
But that's not the first. Like, you know, we've talked about it. Like, we'll talk about something random, and the next thing you know, it'll be in our Facebook. I just feel like we're living in a day and age, and good, bad, right, or wrong. I'm not saying yay. I'm not saying boo. I'm just saying, factually, if you're going to live in this 2024 and beyond, expect someone is watching you. Expect someone knows something, knows your, you know.
That's true.
And I'm not saying it's right or good. I'm just saying you can't live in a bubble. You got to go live in the mountains with no social media or internet.
Yeah,
and then that's your escape.
Yeah, you got to be careful, though. You got to be as careful as you can be. But, getting an ad for a pizza place I never went to just because I parked in front of it is a little off. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop using TikTok.
So if you turn off the locator on TikTok, right?
I don't even have that. But obviously,
you don't?
No, I don't turn any location on unless it's, unless I'm driving or whatever, for GPS.
Right. Right.
But on a day-to-day, like right now, it's off. Bluetooth off, locator off.
Me too. And I don't care. Like, I only did that because I have a Walgreens app, and it'll say, hey, you're two blocks from a Walgreens. That's annoying. Let me just turn everything off. And then with Snapchat, I'm the ghost on there because I don't need to know where people need to know where exactly I am or whatever. Mm-hmm. And by people, I don't mean the government. They can know where I am. Who cares?
Right.
I'm saying, stalker killer people. They don't need to know exactly where I am. So so that's out. But other than that, like, I know what you're saying, and it's weird. Yeah. And believe it or not, I still get taken aback, even though it happens. I still am like, oh, whoa, that's weird. How did you know that? But then I just have to remember, like I said, we're alive right now, and we have a smartphone. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
The fact that the government employees can't have TikTok on their phones tells me it's got something to do,
like,
seriously. It's not just an excuse that they're saying national security. The fact that the White House people can't have it on their phones, period. That tells me, I mean, it must be. There's something underlying that, whatever information it is, and maybe it's just too many details about too many people. I don't know. But that's what they're saying they're concerned about. And I guess this is the stuff that goes on in the House intelligence or security briefings. They talk about this stuff. And so now they're talking about it. And the thing I was reading actually made me laugh, because a guy in a middle school was like, I have never seen my fifth graders more like engaged in anything in my life than the fact they might lose TikTok. Uh-huh. These kids, he said, at recess, they go out and they're calling numbers to register their voice against banning TikTok. Which, in one way, okay, that's good. It's teaching them to care about things and let the voice be heard. But another way, this may not be the right way. They might be on the wrong side of this one. It's definitely a big majority of politicians who are talking about getting rid of it. But also, they all might be doing this, right? You know how they'll do this. Maybe they're all doing this because they know if they have a certain vote, they can make other things happen. Maybe they can make them divest of it, and that's good enough without taking it away from the American people, because half the country has TikTok. Half of this country. But if they take it away, imagine how many people are, what are you going to do with your time? There's that big block of time that it fills in your day. How many minutes a day do you look at TikTok?
You got to fill it with something else. I said the same thing.
You would.
Well, it's going to be filled. It's going to be filled with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever else you're.
Or whoever comes along with something just like it that's not owned by the Chinese company. I think it's ByteDance is called. So I don't know. It's a, they say national security. I'll believe. I'll tell you what. That's what it was. Last week, JP was talking about houses in Texas or something. I'm now this week getting Zillow ads on my Yahoo Mail. And I tell you, yesterday was a house in Texas. And I'm like, I don't know if that's coincidence, but I feel like when we talk about things in here, we've talked about this in the past. No matter what words are said here, our phones are listening. And so, you know, if we talk about, you know, bird seed and say bird seed more than once or twice, all of a sudden I'll be getting ads in a couple of days for bird seed, not on my phone, but like Yahoo Mail or in my Facebook or whatever. It just seems to happen. So it's, I mean, it's all coordinated in a way.
I mean, I know that it's, people don't like this, but I like that. Like, I want to start talking about something. So then it does the work for me. Now I don't have to go and do stuff. Now it's giving me options. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. And I can read reviews and stuff from there. But then I don't have to.
Yeah.
It helps. You could look at it as a helpful. You really could.
You could. I mean, I should talk because we have Alexa in the house. And so I have like one of those little disc things on the desk in my office. But I turn the mic off so it just has a red circle. So it's muted.
What do you use it for?
I'm like, you know, what do I have that there for? I'm like, you know, I really don't need this here. It's not like it helps me in any way. It just happens to be like this extra disc we have. So I'm like, all right, mute. Because I don't need, you know, everything I talk about in the office goes through that thing. They're definitely listening.
And that's different for me because I live alone. But my Google thing is hearing is, that's a good boy, is it? That's a good stretch. You got a good stretch going, don't you? Yeah, that's all they hear. So I guess that's why I'm not worried
so
about it.
So I don't have an Alexa in or any of the devices in the house.
Yeah.
How do you mute it? You're pressing a button?
A literal button on each of the devices, right? So we have one in the kitchen, and that one's on. And then there's one in the family room that is on as well. The one upstairs in my office I have off. And I think that's it.
I was going to say, because if you go, Alexa, mute, you know, and you mute yourself.
Yes.
And then how do you unmute it? Alexa, unmute.
Yeah. No, right. Yeah, it's a button.
And imagine, wait a minute, if it's muted, how is it turning itself back on when I say unmute?
Yeah. There's also an app on the phone, so you can control everything there.
Okay.
I mean, Alexa has her conveniences. There's no question about that.
Well, then, what do you
use it for? It's nothing earth-shattering.
Again, I live alone. So mine is like literally the last thing I asked it. Cause, and again, it's just lazy. You could literally, especially if you're in your office, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
I almost called you Robert again. Who's Robert?
I don't know.
That's just weird. Anyway, if you're in your office, you're literally at the computer. You could type it in Google. You don't have to ask Alexa. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's pure laziness. Like, I asked it the other day how many episodes are in season 9 of Suits. You know what I mean? Like, why don't I just look that up myself? Like, why am I laying on the couch lazy?
I think because that's what we're, think about it. That's what we're all going to do. And we'll, you know, we're all going to have heads up displays, or it's going to be in our head. You know,
I mean, I just
it's
going to
be a voice. You'll just think, how many episodes in season 9 of Suits? And then the beep, it'll pop up in your mind's eye, both visually and with a voice saying, well, there are 11. You know, whatever it is.
Then I don't have to. Then it'll be like, we'll talk. Like, remember back in the day when we had to say it? We had to go out of our way to say the sentence
out loud.
Or you
had to go type it in a box on a computer screen. Like, what are we doing? Like, think about it. That's not that. We're going to laugh at that in 10 years. We are. Because that's not going to be. We're just going to speak everything or think it. Mindy's on line one. Hey, Mindy. Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
I just
I listen every day. I moved out to a farm in Alachua, but I live, I listen on the app. And I just have to say, Monica, I'm with you, girl.
Oh.
I feel like sometimes, you know, I live on a farm and I see all these cows going to the gate. I feel like you're the one going, don't go that way. Don't go that way. It's not good. And I just had to call in. I listen all the time.
Don't go that way.
I see the Bone Sam post sometimes. I'm like, come on, people, can't you see? So, and I couldn't sit by idly today and not call in and just give you some support. And I love you guys and I love the banter and I love the show and
that's nice.
And it's amazing. But you know, I'm a soul sister and. You know, sometimes we need some. Yes.
What are you farming out there?
So we are actually organic red Hawaiian turmeric in Gainesville, Florida. Can you believe
it? Wow, that's it, huh?
Turmeric.
Yeah, but guess where
I take turmeric.
Yeah, guess where we ship it? We ship it to Pennsylvania, and then they distribute it to New York.
Well, thank you for supplying my turmeric.
Well,
I know who to call if I need some more.
And when it says organic, we are there digging it up out of the earth, cutting the roots off, and saving the mothers and replanting them. So that's what organic means. There's people doing that for you guys. So, but yeah.
That's nice, Mindy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Peace. Love and light, guys.
Peace is right. I love Mindy so much. First of all, ridiculously different than the call I'm used to when they say, hey, Monica, which is nice. Also, thank you for, she just helped me. I don't know how my hands were floating in the air. I didn't know how, I thought it, she said Alachua. She said Alachua, right?
I believe that's what she said.
I thought it
she
was Alachua. She taught me how to say Alachua correctly. And then she said turmeric. And I always thought it was turmeric. So, literally, she just helped me pronounce two words completely.
That's good. See, that's what you get when an organic hippie calls.
Alachua.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Mindy. Jackie's on line three. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, everybody. Long time listener, long time caller.
Thank you. Are you farming anything by any chance, or are you not on a farm?
No, I'm not on a farm. I wanted to call in and just speak real quickly about the phones listening in on us, because we know that all of our devices are listening when we allow them to and when we don't allow them to. So my friends and I have this game we play now where when we're in a group, a few of us agree to talk about a really ridiculous subject so that it pops up on everybody's phone. So it could be like adult incontinence products, or one day it was new mattresses.
We literally
find the most ridiculous topic to see who gets hit first with the ad, and that person gets a point. If you get 10 points, you got to buy the drinks next time.
Nice.
So we literally have made it. We all know they're listening. No one's, but if they want to know anything about me, I really don't care.
Has it worked?
Any ads that help me stop or make? What's that?
Has it worked when you played this game? How quickly has it worked?
Sometimes within the hour.
Oh, wow. My God.
It works every single time.
Is there a particular app you're seeing it on? Like, does it pop up as a Facebook ad?
I've seen it on Facebook, TikTok, and random ads on just third-party applications. So the funniest thing is it's not just our Alexas. It's not just our phones. It's not, everything is tied together now.
Right.
In a way, it's helpful. We were talking randomly about some important things that we were trying to get taken care of as families, and we've got information that popped up and helped us. So it is what you make of it.
I guess so.
If you want to talk about fluffy cats, though, you'll definitely get some pet ads that are interesting. Adult incontinence.
How about fluffy cats things with adult incontinence? Can
okay,
we get that?
I'm going to warn you. You just said that out loud. Babe.
Yeah.
I did.
We should
fluffy cats. I love fluffy cats. Jeez. Nothing, you can't send me enough fluffy cat stuff.
And then also on a happens. Side note, the previous caller who just called in and said, oh, you're so lazy. And Monica, I know you say, why don't you just look that up yourself? But you don't have to. That's the point. Time is money in my industry. I'm a scientist and I work remotely in wild environments. Mm. And wow. For me, having a tool that I can use hands-free, that can both save my life, help me find information that can help my clients and complete my project safely and efficiently, I use it as a tool. It is what you make of it. There's some people going to make it the devil. They absolutely will. They'll do it to death and they'll
that's the truth.
Sit and you're grow right. fat and old, literally not using it appropriately. If I gave you a shovel and you used it to pick your teeth, that's also an inappropriate use of a tool. So it's a tool, use it as
you're
well.
Too smart for this show.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Jackie, you're too smart.
Stupid, and we don't all need to live. So,
Jackie, I can't help but notice. I can't help but notice that you said you're a scientist out in like a wild environment. What are you doing something interesting now? Like, are you out in a wild environment doing some sciencey stuff? What do you
do? I am a hydrobiofluvial geomorphologist.
What?
Oh, my God. You lost me after hydro.
I heard hydro.
Right? It's a fancy way of saying that I study water and the way it carves the earth and how everything depends on it. That's alive. Plants, animals, bugs, frogs, fish. Mud.
Right.
I have all the questions.
So that's what I do. I study streams, swamps, lakes, rivers, and streams. And then I help in post-mining reclamation recreate those systems in a more natural way so that they work better.
Jackie, you're the best.
So that in the landscape, it looks more natural and it's a lot more healthy for our waterways here in Florida specifically.
Do you like kayak out amongst the mangroves and stuff and check everything out?
I recently did a mangrove restoration where I fixed a channel that got filled in with storm debris. And we took it out and refreshed the wetlands so that it could grow and thrive again. And yeah, sometimes I'm part of the solution, not part of the problem.
First of all, we're
all the trees, so we do have to cut down some trees sometimes. But I'm the one that says don't cut that tree down. Yeah.
First of all, Jackie, wear sunscreen. Second, thanks, because it sounds like
you know what's really funny is that I wear sunscreen, long sleeves, hat.
Yeah.
Sunglasses, the whole nightmare.
But also,
it's
Jackie,
not always enough because it wears off. And no offense, but when you're in the swamp in the middle of July, it's really hard to.
Oh my God!
Chest deep in water still with alligators while you put on sunscreen. So yeah, we do our best. But again, I'm passionate about our work. We get to do a lot of good stuff and see a lot of neat things. So
is that what you wanted
to do? I encourage everybody to get out there and have an adventure.
Wait, did you grow up wanting
people?
Did you grow up wanting to do that, Jackie? Were you like,
I did. I wanted to grow up to be a scientist. Yeah, absolutely. And I did a lot of other amazing things in between, which I love too.
Really?
And gave me a nice, well-rounded base to work from. And I accidentally stumbled into a position that allowed me to be a non-degree scientist. So for those of you out there
who
are thinking, oh my gosh, it's too late for me, I can't do it. No, that's not true. You just have to work really hard and study a lot of Latin names of plants. But you can do it. You can do anything you want. You just have to work a little harder sometimes. So,
such a nerd.
Have you?
No, you're not.
In your nerdy little life, have you ever had a dangerous?
I was eating violets in the woods.
You are what?
I love it so much.
Dizzy, you hear that? Do violets get you high?
I had to go number two in the woods, and I used moss, and it's awesome. By the way,
what? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hold on. You could take moss off a rock and use the dry side as toilet paper? Is that what you're saying?
Dude.
I pulled moss out of a tree, Spanish moss in particular, because I don't want anything on the ground because it can have spiders, mice, tigers, scorpions, anything. And I took it out of a tree, which could still have some of those things in it.
Yeah.
And I used it because I usually have paper towels and I did not. Oh. And it worked great. And I just want everyone to know that if you have to...
I love it.
It's amazing. It's
damn,
that's the job.
Jackie, you're amazing.
I'm going to make that note for JP. So he carries moss.
Yeah.
He's got to carry moss in his truck.
Yes, throw it. That's fantastic.
I now have a bag of moss in my Jeep today.
And have you ever had a negative encounter with a gator when you're in the water? You mentioned them before, and I was wondering, did you ever have anything negative happen?
Yes. Wild alligators are really nosy. They love to check things out. And then once they see you're a human being, they say, you can't fit in my mouth vertically. I don't really care about you. They'll go away. If you splash, they'll go
really?
Away. Alligators that are near people or near bridges or where human beings have been throwing their garbage nearby or God forbid, eating them. Those alligators and aggressive.
You're breaking up, Jackie.
I worked. Yeah, it'll be. I'm in Kathleen. I'm in a swamp.
Are you literally in a swamp? That's awesome.
I'm literally in the green swamp right now. So, yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you called us.
They're usually very, very, very wild, and they just run away. But occasionally, we have one that chases us, and you learn how fast you can climb a tree. And at 55, a little out of shape and a little overweight, I promise I can climb a tree.
You sure can. Yeah. Can you splash around in the swamp a little bit? We want to hear you splash around in the swamp a little bit. What's going on? You're up to hip waders type stuff.
Don't put your hand in there if there's an alligator.
I don't wear waders in wild waters because they're cleaner, probably, than most of the water you drink. But So I don't wear waders. I just wander around in the water. But right now I'm driving the Jeep through the swamp. So.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, and no leeches. Have you had leeches on your body?
I have.
We were just talking
we'll
about
never
them
know
yesterday.
It. Honestly, I hate that. I'm super creeped out by leeches, scorpions, and ticks. Three things I hate to have in my clothes, which
nasty.
Yep, it's gross.
Well, thanks you for all your science-y information, and despite
you
the wiping your butt with moss.
You can just yell.
Yeah, thank you for calling us from the swamp. That's really cool.
Yep, Jackie from the swamp saying, real girl in the real world, signing out. Have a great adventure.
Wow.
Yes, Jackie.
Bye,
yes.
Jackie.
Damn.
She's
got her own show.
That was like a Disney ride.
Jackie from the swamp. I love her.
Have a great day and have a great adventure.
She's a smart, strong nice woman. Brett. And
an exit to the left.
You just have
sounds like she's a tour guide.
I know.
Have an adventure.
Cool.
Not even have a nice day, have an adventure.
And these are the people that we meet in our neighborhood.
Jackie.
Really, they are.
Jackie's from the swamp.
Yeah. Swamp music. Oh, Roger JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back.